November 14. Let Christ be your light. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. God calls upon all who have been drinking of the water of life to lead others to the fountain. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Christ is to be your light. Christ is to be your sufficiency and power. Christ is a root, and he sustains every branch by his power. Every converted soul has a work to do. We are to receive grace in order to freely give grace. We are to let the light shine forth from the bright and morning star, to shed forth light in works of self-denial and self-sacrifice, following the example that Christ has given us in his own life and character. We are to draw from the root that substance that will enable us to bear much fruit. Every soul who has heard the divine invitation is to echo the message from hill to valley, saying to those with whom he comes in contact, "Come." The love of Jesus in the heart will always be revealed in tender compassion for the souls of those for whom Christ paid so dear a price. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:18-22. There is no such thing as a loveless Christian. Every true believer catches the beams from the morning star and transmits the light to those who sit in darkness. Not only do they shine amid the darkness of their own neighborhood, but as a church they shine forth to regions beyond. The Lord expects every man to do his duty. Everyone who unites with the church is to be one with Christ, to diffuse the beams of the morning star, and becoming the light of the world, Christ and his people are to be co-partners in the great work of saving the world. Manuscript 51, November 14, 1894.